Sam Adams, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate you taking the time to chat with us today. And if you could start out by giving us a brief overview of what you do at BayCare, what your role is, and give us some idea of BayCare's operations.
Sure. My name is Sam Adams. I'm the manager for enterprise software engineering at the BayCare Health System. BayCare is a joint operating agreement. It brought together three of the bigger hospital systems in the Tampa Bay area, pulled together all their common services like legal, marketing, IT, finance, about 18,000 employees. Mm. We have about 150 doctors we employ directly, about 300 or 400 that we work with on a contract basis, and of course all the other thousands of doctors and clinical folks within the Tampa Bay area. We're one of the few hospitals that actually have their own software development team.
So along with bringing together all those disparate operations and hospitals, you inherit a lot of different systems and complexities.
Healthcare is typically fractured from an IT perspective normally anyway. So imagine the challenges of taking three different hospital systems with three different cultures and three different approaches to doing systems and then putting them together. Multiple mid-range systems, we have multiple client server systems, we have a whole bunch of medical devices. Most importantly for us, our major mainframe system is Siemens InVision and also Signature as well. And they're both used for registration and for generating revenue.
Give me an idea of the overall role of your organization in the business.
With all these different disparate systems out there, we wanted to create a variety of different web-based portals for our audience to use. One of the first ones we created was fairly simple and straightforward. It's basically a remote access portal. The next thing that we worked on was for paid physicians, so physicians don't have a contract with us, but who refer patients for radiology or lab tests, and it gave them the capability to place orders remotely and to be able to review the results when they came in. And, of course, at Physicians Portal, where we first made contact with Inventium and Flynet, which is intended for physicians and their office staff to give them a view into all the different clinical and financial data for patients so they could both view that information remotely without having to come on site, and they could also go ahead and pull some of the insurance information, for example. The physicians typically use it to get access to their applications, typically the electronic medical record, the EMR system. It pulls together views from multiple different disparate systems and presents it to them in a one consolidated cohesive view on the clinical medical record system side and what we have on the mainframe registration, demographics, and billing side, and pulls it all together into one view for them.
How did you come to choose Flynet Viewer, and what are the features or capabilities in the product that were important in your decision?
So the situation we walked into with the physicians portal was that we needed to integrate with the mainframe to pull that data out. We got IBM involved in the discussion. Initially, we wanted to go directly to the mainframe. We wanted to either hit the database or use some of IBM's utilities to be able to actually run some of the mainframe applications or portions there remotely and pull that data back through a service interface. We couldn't do that because the mainframe would require certain different upgrades, which weren't going to get upgraded just to meet the needs with this project. And so we kind of cast about and we kind of said, all right, well, we're just going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and go and do the dreaded screen scraping. And we were pleasantly surprised to come across Flynet and discovered that it did a lot of great things for us in terms of, for example, being able to not only record the session, but also drop and create a web service for you to integrate with. We were like, hey, this might be exactly what we're looking for. But between the support that we got from Inventu, between the features of Flynet, the ability to record sessions and be able to change stuff through code without having to re-record if we needed to, and also the fact that it was really very straightforward and very simple to set up a recording, led us to decide to go and use Flynet for our screen scraping interface.
What is the summary of what Flynet did to help you bring all this together?
So what Flynet basically did is, from a development perspective, it was really like putting nitrous in your hemi, right? It was really an incredible catalyst in terms of productivity, in terms of trying to get all this work done. So it allows us to spend enough time on analysis and less time on actually doing all the heavy lifting. I mean, it couldn't be any easier using Flynet to record multiple different screens in multiple different areas in a mainframe application to pull together one cohesive view that ends up fitting in an 8.5-11 page, which is, at that point in time, there were 12 different versions of the face sheet. With our product, we are able to reduce that down to one. And it was a huge customer satisfaction issue.
So I take it that you're very popular amongst the end users.
Yeah, that was really a big win for us.
So let's talk a little bit about the business case here. What benefits was it yielding to the business?
This is really driven by our CEO and our CIO. Certain parts of the enterprise needed to be owned by BayCare. a lot of the solutions you have within the hospital system are typically from a vendor. So the vendors we had tried really hadn't been able to come to the table with a solution in a satisfactory. And at the end of the day, you're beholden to the vendor and their capability to deliver features on whatever schedule they deem necessary, not on whatever features that you want to deliver when you need them. So the thought pattern came about, well, you know, let's pull together a software development team. Let's use some best-of-breed technologies and some good solid SDLC processes to go ahead and create some products that we basically own the code to, and we can control the life of. We were able to deliver both of our products. One of them, in, I think, was three months to version one, and then another couple months in features. And then the physician's portal, the initial delivery was in, I think, about 5 months, and then about three more months of major delivery, and it's been in sustained engineering since then.
Could you summarize the return on investment from the business perspective?
So, I mean, if you want to talk about in terms of development time, I would say FlyKnight saved at least 30 days of development work effort. If you look at the overall life of the project and our ability to flex and to change on the fly and to accommodate different screens as we bring on new facilities, it's probably saved at least another 60 to 90 days worth of development effort. So in terms of development effort, the ROI is definitely there for us. It wouldn't have made sense for us to do it any other way than using FlyKnight to do what we've done. Now, when you actually look at the ROI from the amount of time we spend supporting and fixing stuff that's broken, I mean, this thing is a champ. You know, it takes a licking and keeps on ticking. Very resilient in terms of its capability to handle stuff that's a hiccup or stuff that changes.
The portals and applications that you've developed using FlyKnight Viewer have been up and running for a year, 18 months at this point.
Safe to say that to date, in about 18 months of running and a whole bunch of enhancements, constant enhancements going out, we haven't had a single production downtime due to FlyKnight not working. It just keeps running, keeps going like the Energizer Bunny, right? Yeah, and I couldn't have asked for a better tool, and actually, for that matter, a better vendor. Venti was always there, was always available, and they've done an amazing job of follow-up since then. How's the product doing? How's the capacity looking like? Do we need their help in terms of, understanding, creating some metrics around capacity? What's our future plans? So, I can't speak highly enough. In fact, the joke that we've made, and I can't name vendors here, is that we really wish some of our health IT vendors would take a page from Inventu in terms of customer service, technical support, and also stability and extensibility and features of the product as well. I dare say that if even 10% of the HIT vendors out there had the same capability and service that Inventu does, we probably wouldn't be talking about a healthcare reform bill right now, because things would be humming rather nicely.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. We do take a lot of pride in what we call developer-level support, and we do try our best to listen and be responsive, so it's very rewarding to hear you say that. If you ran into somebody with your similar responsibilities along the road, how would you summarize legacy integration needs? What would you tell them?
So you're in a situation to where you have a mainframe system, and you can't get to the data through any other native means. Even before you consider doing like data dumps and file transfers, you absolutely positively have to check FlyKnight out and see what it does in terms of its capability to supercharge the productivity of developers, and in terms of its capability to give you the bandwidth to be able to deliver something that you typically wouldn't be able to deliver without a lot of extra man hours. So you'd basically be nuts not to consider FlyKnight.
I want to thank you for being with us and all your kind words. It's very nice of you to take time out of your busy schedule, and we at Inventu really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you for the time. You guys have definitely earned the kudos.